Ken, there's that music that makes us wish we were in jail, getting raped in the ear by some big guy who's our cellmate and his penis blocks the sound.
Wow. That was very explicit.
Sorry, I didn't want to be too blue.
You played the room blue, Marty.
I'm sorry. I don't want to bring down the tone.
Hello there.
Hello there.
This is a big... Hello, Punjab. Well, I'm in a good mood today, Punjab.
Why?
Well, we're leaving him here for a start, but we got... it's a big day.
Uh-huh.
We're going to the potties. Today's the day.
That explains your toothbrush.
Did you bring your passport, anything?
Passport de vida.
Okay, well, all we have to do now is wait for the Uber,
and
then we're off to the potties. I have no idea if we're going to win, but fingers crossed, Marty, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I put in that beautiful reel of the best of.
Yes.
How long did that go for?
12 seconds.
It's still enough to get us nominated.
Yes.
All right. Up, there's the Uber.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
Ooh, this is exciting, Marty. Here we are at the airport. Go and get the tickets.
Okay. Hello there. We're booked to go to America under Fields and Zed Murdoch.
Yes, here you are. Two tickets to America, Mr. Fields and Mr. Murdoch. Third class.
Third class. I think there's been a bit of a mistake. We're booked first class.
No, sir. It's here on the sea screen, third class.
Look, I spoke to the organiser on the phone yesterday and she said first class.
No, there's no mistake.
So did you say you spoke to her on the phone?
Yeah.
You heard first class.
I heard something.
You can't hear anything. Stupid deaf ears.
On board American Airlines.
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to American Airlines. Follow me to your seats.
She's like a maitre d'.
This is exciting.
First class, they have lobster.
Oh.
Oh, hang on. Second class, they have mobster. Forget about it. We're here in third class.
Would you like to order your meals now?
What do you got?
Third class have a choice of carrots or celery.
Oh, vegetarian.
Here we are, third class, just behind that door.
Hey,
we're outside. This is not good.
Get back.
Did you bring your wing belt?
What are all these animals doing in here? Oh, no. Oh, no. Sorry, Marty.
Hello there.
Oh, Punjab.
Hello there.
You're here too.
What?
At the Podcast Convention Centre.
This is exciting, Marty. We're here. Come on, let's go in. Come on, open the
door. Longest flight ever. Most times you see a movie, you're there. I grew tomatoes.
It was all right.
Far. Why do we have to stop in Albury? And Wagga? And Toowoomba?
Yeah, I organise that.
Yeah.
I thought it was on the way.
That's it.
Yeah. Look at all the stars. Look, there's just Conan O'Brien's over there.
Oh, I like him.
Look, Mark Maron's over there.
He's a foul-mouth, potty-mouth.
Yeah, well, you know, they're all here. Maybe we'll get to meet him a little bit later.
You want to meet him?
Yeah.
Okay.
And look who's the MC, Big Tex O'Reilly. Hang on, he's about to speak.
Okay.
Hang on.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 2020 Podcast Awards.
American.
Yeehaw!
You suck!
Broadcasters from all over the world are here tonight. Before we start the entertainment, there's a little housekeeping for y'all. We got two rules for you tonight. Rule number one, you must be in the room when your name is called. Otherwise, the award will go to second place.
Ooh, sounds like plot
second
setting to
rule
me.
Of the night, we want you to have fun. And mingle and drink
Fun's
with
good.
The other podcasters. Don't be afraid to introduce yourself.
Ooh, we'll meet
someone.
We'll have
15
minutes of drinks before we introduce our first act, so please enjoy.
Yee-haw!
Look at that.
Come on, let's go for a walk.
Okay, dokie.
Marty. Look over there.
Okay.
That's Mark Maron. Let's go and say hello. Come on, we'll go and hit him with one of our catchphrases.
Let's do that.
Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you, what the fuckers? What the fuck, buddies?
It's a bit
what
rude.
The fuck, Nicks? What's happening? It's 2020.
Yeah, perfect.
My name's Mark Maron.
Well, I'm Ken, and that's Marty, and that's little fella's Punjab.
It's the new year. This is really...
Yeah.
It gets to a point where I don't even know what fucking day it is.
Well, it's Monday. It's Monday, isn't it, Marty?
Yeah.
I don't know what meals I've eaten.
Well, you're holding a sausage roll in your hand.
I'm not sure, you know, what I should be looking for on television. I don't know when it's time to wake up, when it's time to go to bed. It gets a little foggy.
Okay.
Not sure what yesterday, I had no fucking idea.
That's good.
I had no idea. Like, on Saturday, I didn't know it was Saturday. What day is today? It's Monday, right?
Well, I said it was Monday.
Fuck, man.
Well, we're just going to get something to eat.
Yeah.
Do you want something?
Fuck, man.
Well, you know, I feel like the event is at least going well.
Things get weird. They slow down.
Okay.
Pickup gets weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
I'm focusing on minutiae here. But, yeah, so here we are.
Yeah.
Yep. This is it.
Look, well, we're going to go and get our table. What are you going to do?
How about some tour dates coming at you?
No.
We're from Australia. We probably couldn't come to any of your shows.
Thursday, January 30th, in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Agora Theater.
We're going to go and find a table.
Friday, January 31st,
let's
do that. Grand Rapids, Michigan, at the Fountain Street Church. Saturday, February 1st, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the Turner Hall Ballroom.
He's still doing the tour dates. Keep walking, quick.
Orlando, Florida, at Hard Rock Live. Saturday, February 15th, Tampa, Florida, at the Straz Center. Thursday, February 20th, Portland, Maine State Theater.
Mark,
yeah,
this guy's
Friday,
crazy.
February 21st,
come on, let's
Providence,
get away.
Rhode
let's get away from
Columbus
him.
Theater. Saturday,
right, let's go talk to this guy. He looks like Conan O'Brien. It couldn't be him, sure. Hello, how are you?
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hey there.
It's Ken and Marty, and you look like you need a friend.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend.
That's what I said.
I'm.
Are you on your own?
I have my trusty sidekicks here.
Good evening. How are you? Nice to meet you.
My assistant, Sona. How are you, Sona?
Well, what, did you two just meet? I'm kind of noticing you're sniffing some white stuff off the table. What's that about?
I'm having a blast.
Sona, do you agree with this?
I'm good. I'm having a blast, too.
Oh. Conan, this is Marty. He's a comedian from Australia. He's got a plate of sausage rolls. He's got them for you.
Sure. Marty, thanks for being here.
Well, they're only sausage rolls. Have you ever heard of Marty's comedy?
I say this to Marty, and most people would say, oh, please, you're embarrassing me. Marty asked me to repeat it.
I don't think you could.
Into some sort of device. Engrave it.
What?
He's the funniest person alive.
I don't think so.
Okay. You're in the top 12.
Better. Still too much. You probably noticed that Marty, he got 12 sausage rolls on the plate.
Because you take chances with Click, and I think you get away with it. Well, has there ever been a time where you've thought, that was too far? I went too far, and I wish I could take it back.
Yes, you do.
It's only sausage roll. Marty, tell Conan a joke. Tell him, make him laugh.
Ken does have a ridiculously large dick.
I haven't seen it. But you will. Just occurred to me, wouldn't it be strange if one of the side effects they found out later on was you lose your sense of taste, you know, in your mouth, but you also just lose your creative taste.
All right, this conversation's taking a bit of a weird turn. Marty, I think we better go and sit down and get ready for the award.
Let's do that.
All right, Punjab, say goodbye to the nice people.
I kill you!
Marty, did you enjoy that?
No.
Hey, Pledger!
Hey, little tiny cat! How did you get here? Oh, you might have been in Ken's bag.
What are you doing here?
Hey, Pledger!
What are you doing? What are you doing here?
You need to knock him on the side.
I heard
you.
You
need to say something else.
Oh, here we go. What? What'd you say? He's just turned up in America. He said, hey, Bludger, twice. And that's it. No explanation.
Got nothing else.
Why the hell are you here? Tony, why are you here?
They heard me on the podcast
yeah.
and booked me in.
This guy sucks.
What have you booked you in to do what?
To sing a song.
Oh, right.
Lovely. What are you going to sing, Tone?
Stand By Me.
Oh, what a
just
beautiful
you,
song.
Man.
All right.
That's lovely.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please take your seats, we are ready for the first part of the entertainment. A singer of great renown,
ooh.
Yoko Ono.
How come we're seated near the door to the toilet where the waiters are coming out?
Oh, listen to that.
She's got better.
You can't teach that.
Oh.
Stop that. Stop that.
Oh, no.
This is some act. Are you taking notes?
Oh, that wasn't bad, I suppose. That wasn't bad. It's a free yoga. Yay!
I gotta say, we're very close to the kitchen. This is not where they seat people who win.
Look, we could still win. It's doors. Hang on, he's back up on stage. Hang on. What's he saying?
I don't know.
Yeehaw! Now, everybody, would you please welcome our next guest? He's a comedian from England.
Oh.
Who also, as a musician, has played drums with everyone from Marty, the Beatles to David Bowie. Would you please give a nice warm yee-haw to Fatso McGee?
Yeah! Yeah, I know, right? Good to see you. And I was just talking to Adolf Hitler, you know, he's all upset because he can't believe how big his fucking gas bill was. All right, keep it down, keep it down. All right, you, don't... What is it with you women? I don't know why they're letting you out at night. All right, then. So, here's one for all the pedophiles.
Get off! Get off!
All right, thank you very much. I'll be back later with me book signing.
It's a short set.
Yeah, it wasn't good, was it?
I loved it!
Saturday, February 1st, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Our third guest tonight is one of the biggest names in Australia.
Ooh.
He's a national treasure. He's had many hits.
Who is it? Fonzie?
Fonzie?
He has told us that he's played to the biggest rooms down under, and he's here tonight.
Down
you.
Under. It's got to be Colin A.
Or,
ladies and gentlemen,
Tommy Spaulding.
Will you please give a nice warm cowboy welcome to little Tony Katz?
It's little Tony Katz.
What's he doing here?
This is a song that I made famous in Malta.
Show us your tits!
Oh, no. A song called Stand By Me. When the night is gone.
You can't teach that.
And the land is dark, and
good.
The moon
it's looking good.
Is the only light we see.
Why is everyone's mouth hanging open?
No, I won't be afraid. No, 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 I won't be afraid.
He looks up like
just
a...
as long as
he looks proud.
Stand by me.
He looks like a man on the
darling,
earth.
Darling, stand by me, oh my, stand by me.
Less!
Oh, darling.
Less!
Oh, darling.
I've never heard a crowd scream out less.
Stand by me. And darling, stand
by me. He's going for an encore.
Let's sing with him.
Oh, my, stand by me.
Come on, everybody.
Oh, darling.
Now, just the ladies.
Oh, darling, stand by me.
Look at that, Tony Katz.
I'll be back later.
No,
back.
Don't threaten them, Tony.
I'll be back.
What a talent. Tony, we're back to sing just before we present the Potty of the Year. And now our first award, the Best Comedy Podcast. Nominees are Red Foo for Keep Both Hands on My Decks. Murdochs and Fields for Sons of Sombre.
Oh, that's us.
You suck!
And finally, Wing Wang Foo and Pee Pee Mini Mimoo for Excuse My English.
We're never going to win, mate. We're too close to the kitchen.
And the potty goes to... Wing Wang Foo and Pee Pee Mini Mimoo for Excuse My English.
I told you we should have booked an Asian.
Yeah, but we could still win the potty of the year.
That's true. Okay. But the winners sit up the front. Our bad seats indicate our level of success.
Lightliness. No, listen to me. I got a plan.
Okay.
We grab Tony Katz.
All right, with one hand.
And meet me outside.
All right. Wait, who's grabbing Tony Katz?
Already the plan's flawed.
Okay.
You grab Tony Katz.
I grab Tony Katz.
And meet me outside.
Okay. I meet you with Tony Katz.
Yeah. Outside.
Where? Outside.
I'll be there.
I get Tony Katz outside.
Yeah.
And I meet you.
No, I'm already outside.
I've already met you.
Just bring Tony with me.
Bring Tony with you.
Bring Tony with you.
So I pick you up.
No.
And Tony Katz is outside.
Forget me.
All right, then.
All right.
I've got everything except for one part.
What?
The part after. Here's the plan.
I just ad-lib it.
Got it.
How you going, boys? Excited?
We're never going to win.
Unless... Katzy.
Yes?
You can help us. When you get up on stage next, switch the winner's card with our name card, and then we'll take home the trophy. What do you think?
That's cheating, Ken.
Oh, shut up, short man. Are you in or out?
We don't want to go home without the trophy.
Okay. Tony, do you have demands? Maybe. How about you just switch the names when you're up there?
Good. Here's my demands.
I'm waiting for you.
Okay. We'll do it.
Okay, let's go. I'm on soon.
I'll meet you outside. Inside.
Oh,
where am I meeting you?
Hello,
Tony. Go to the toilet.
Tony, I just saw you up on stage. I thought you were fucking marvellous. All right, then, keep it to yourself. Less is more, they say. Oh, look, there's Ken and Michael over there.
Please, everybody, welcome back. Teeny, tiny, meeny, miny, Tony Katz.
Okay, here's my next song.
Oh. He's on again.
What? You are my sunshine.
Why is everyone going to the toilet?
Now listen, they're sending their meals back and we're getting hit by this door.
When skies are green.
You can't teach this.
Are we... never know how much I love.
Punjab doesn't like him.
Are we sure we're gonna go forward or not?
No, I say we leave with our dignity
intact.
Intact.
Alright, so we don't want the cards swapped. Let's go. We'll leave.
Yes.
If we're not here, we can't accept it.
That's right. We'll wait out on the street conveniently.
Everybody, to announce the best podcast of the year. My nominees for today are Ken Murdoch and Marty Fields for Sons of Sumbri, and Kelly Lee Poo, Cooking with Poo. And the final nominee, Pierre Lefri for Tier Mondour. And the 2020 Potty of the Year goes to Sons of Sumbri! Yeehaw! Sons of Sumbri, to the stage, please. Sons of Sumbri. This is most unusual. It appears Sons of Sumbri aren't in the room. So, the award must go to second place. Kelly Lee Poo, Cooking with Poo.
Our heroes did not win, but they did not cheat.
Any imitation of Kamal's voice must be subject and retained royalties and copyright properties of Sony Australia.
Oh, well, Marty. We didn't win, but look on the bright side, we didn't cheat.
Where were you guys?
Well, we didn't feel right cheating.
Thank you, Mr. Q-Taker. Yes, after you swapped the names, it didn't feel like we really won.
What?
I think he's got more to say.
I didn't know the names. I couldn't reach the podium.
We actually won!
Everyone gasps. Wait a minute. Let's go back to our motel.
Yeah.
What do you say then, Ken, about that going back to that motel?
All right, let's go back.
Okay.
You and me, let's go.
Idiots.
Meanwhile, back at the motel.
Back at the motel!
Back at the motel.
I can't believe we won and we didn't get the award.
Idiots.
Should we go out for dinner?
Should we go out for dinner? No. I feel like staying in's tonight.
Okay.
Come on, boys. Let's have a drink.
Hang on just a minute. How'd you get in? The door was closed.
Yes. He came in through the window. That's Marty what happens when you're born by cesarean.
Marty was supposed to open the door.
Nice. I do. Come
what
in.
Do you think I am? The invisible man.
Wait a minute.
I can't get in if the door's closed.
Housekeeping!
Punjab's got another job. Doorman. How's he can't get in the gig?
Door.
Tony, who did you bring anybody else?
Who's that?
I invited some people.
Opens door. Goodness me, it's Conan O'Brien, Mark Maron, Fatso McGee, Chinese people, French man, lots of others. They all come in.
Tony, sing. Come on, everybody, sing along.
That fucking thing again.
Hey. Fatso, put down that bottle.
Let's go home.
I don't blame you. So here we are in the Uber, on our way back from the airport.
The end.
All right. Well, we didn't win.
Winning's not everything.
But we did win.
What did we win?
No, we did win, but we weren't in the room.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So technically...
Then we didn't win.
Technically, we
Unless
won.
Unless the prize was for, like, Best Outdoors Act.
No, it wasn't. So,
thank you for letting me. How did you?
Wait, how did he get in here?
He's been with us the whole time.
That
explains my heavy hand luggage.
Where are you going to anyway?
Who's that? It's what? The driver.
Yeah.
Hey, Fatso.
Hey, hello, mate. How you going?
What are you doing?
Well, if it isn't Con and Michael.
Why are you driving the Uber?
Oh, I've got no choice, mate. I can't get out of the country. I can't earn a living.
So you did. Oh, no. What about. But at the potties, somehow you managed to get there.
Yeah, it was a good gig.
Yeah.
It was a freebie, though.
Would you say it was the best comedy spot you've ever done?
Well, in the top three. The audience didn't love me. I shouldn't have done the Hitler material.
That's right.
It tested well, though.
Well, that was a good stop. Punjab's airbag exploded.
Yeah, perfect.
I kill you!
All right, well, here we are. Thank you for driving us. Would you like to come in for a cup of tea or anything?
No, I've got another job.
All right, okay.
I'm taking some little Bangladeshi bloke back to the airport.
Punjab, where are you going?
I'm going home! Fuck you!
No! Oh, is that the end of Punjab?
I don't know. Punjab, are you coming back?
I'm just bluffing.
He's bluffing. You're having a joke.
He's a negotiation tactic.
You want some money?
I think he wants some money.
Oh. Thanks, Marty. I hope you enjoyed our little trip to America.
I didn't like your choice of third class.
Well, I thought he said first class. But...
I know what you thought.
Well, there's the music. We'll see you next week.
Right.
Back to normal. How do you say it?
Telecast.
Resuming normal.
Resuming normal broadcast.
Yes.
Something
right.
like that.
All right. See you then.
And goodbye, yeah.
Oh, goodbye, Fats.
And goodbye, mate.
Goodbye, yo-yo. Goodbye.
Don't be long, Pigeon.
Stop that.
And now it's time for Maury's Joke of the Week. Me imbecile son lived with us until he was 25. Trust me, if you're in your mid-20s and you're sleeping on Star Wars sheets, the Force is not with you.
Ken's Amazing Fact Chat!
Ah, that was many.
It was many.
It was one of many. Three facts. One's wrong. Pick it. First fact.
First fact.
Oranges were originally green.
True.
You're not supposed to say it.
Pardon me.
Fact two.
Fact two.
The first oranges... Oh, no, no. No, this just... No, no. that.
Very similar to the first one.
Fact two.
Fact two.
Bowler hats were designed by London hatters, if you want to know the names, Thomas and William Bowler.
Mm.
Thence, that's why they have the name.
Did you say thence?
Hence, I thought that the... I thought that
thence.
I thought
thence
that the
means hence
was
before. Okay, cool. Of course you did.
Hence the name.
Hmm.
The hat was invented to keep riders' heads safe from branches and other obstacles.
I see.
Fact three.
Fact three.
Most bats are blind.
Hmm.
Okay, which one's wrong?
Fact three, completely wrong.
Yes, that's correct. Because that blind of a bat...
Complete furphy.
Yes,
yes,
not true.
Not true at all. But they do use sonar at night to find things.
That's right. Exactly right. That's what I've got written here. Very good. All right. Good work.
Oh, thank you very much.
Shut up, you son of a bitch! Kill you!